This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes things get worse before they get better.
I just don't understand why someone could.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney saying, what in the world is happening? I'll tell you what, I spent part of the day in downtown Dallas, and unlike it being much like a war zone last week, you had a lot of signs that were supporting the police, and you had lots of flowers and a lot of people that were hugging each other and whatnot. But boy, just a rough couple of days in Dallas, Texas, of course, where our satellite facility is located, not too far from where five police officers lost their lives last week. There are some other sad tales to tell from around the land, including two bailiffs that were killed at a courthouse, not in Dallas, but sadly in another country, in another rather city in this country. And there are certainly some stories to talk about from the campaign trail as well. And you'd be perhaps surprised to learn what's happening with the stock market after what really has been a wild roller coaster ride the last 3 or 4 weeks heading into Brexit and then coming out the other side. So let's start with the two court bailiffs. Two court bailiffs were killed and a deputy was injured Monday after an inmate grabbed the deputy's gun, as the story goes, outside of a holding cell in a Michigan courthouse. Berrien County is where this happened. After shooting the officers, the inmate, a guy named Larry Gordon, tried to take hostages in the courthouse area, shot a woman in the arm, was fatally shot eventually by other bailiffs when he tried to run. So it was a shocking quick couple of minutes. The two that were killed were both in their 60s. They had retired early from another type of law enforcement and then served a decade each as bailiffs, and the injured deputy underwent surgery and is expected to recover. That's the good news there. The woman who was shot also had a non-life-threatening injury, and the shootings happened in St. Joseph, which is a small town on the eastern kind of shore area of Lake Michigan. And here this is just a few days after the sniper killed five police officers, as I mentioned, in Dallas, Texas. So law enforcement feels like, it does feel like it's under siege. And I think that perhaps this is why I witnessed what I saw. People openly shaking hands with, I saw a guy hug a cop today in a really nice way. And I thought, wow, that's great, because it is really, really, and it's tough to put into words, it is really, really sad what we have seen in less than a week. The Dallas Chief of Police, Chief Brown, said today, told people to join the force, to be part of the solution. There have been all kinds of protests, some of them very, very powerful protests in the wake of last week's shootings in Minnesota and in Baton Rouge, which led to Micah Johnson ultimately, who apparently had planned for something even that much bigger to happen, to be rallied into action, if you will, at a Black Lives peaceful rally. And that's when the siege on Dallas began. And now we're talking about what divides us in America. And this is part of 2016, the rocky road through both conventions, coming out on the other side, and then ultimately somebody being elected in November. So as we move along here on America Tonight, we'll talk more about specific reactions to Dallas, to Minnesota, to Baton Rouge, to today in Michigan. And also, we'll talk about a little bit of what's gone on in the last couple of days as far as the rhetoric for Hillary Clinton and for Donald Trump and the conversation over who survives in the VP sweepstakes, if you will. And boy, there's been some big, I think, turn of events that have also had an effect on who that person is that could be a vice presidential pick for Donald Trump and could be a vice presidential pick for Hillary Clinton, too. That's for sure. And I think, like I said, maybe that's actually changed in the last couple of days. I think it has changed. Coming up also on the show, we're going to have a conversation with Jeff Cruer. And Jeff is a talk show host coming out of Louisiana who has some definite opinions on what I just mentioned, what we're seeing, what is happening along the campaign trail, what is being discussed and, you know, what should be being discussed, and somehow, you know, we're missing this. So really, is this the last chance? Is this America's last chance? In other words, as we look at this election, and I think in so many ways, it certainly feels that way. And what does that mean when we say, is this the last, you know, is this America's last try, last chance? And boy, it just feels like that. I think we have Bob Ney with us, the congressman from Ohio as well. Do we have Bob Ney? No, maybe not. We do. We have Bob Ney. Bob, just quickly, your reaction to what happened in Dallas.
Well, I mean, it's still evolving. You've been down there, and just looking at it from afar, I mean, a lot of people are just, I don't think they know what to think. And then there's a lot of arguments, and then you see people trying to come together. I think the leaders are going to have to work real hard. By the way, I was very impressed with the chief of police of Dallas.
Yeah.
Everything I think that has come out from a lot of the local officials has been pretty good. President's going there with George Bush tomorrow. And I would love to see Paul Ryan, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and Mitch McConnell, the leaders of the Congress. I'd love to see the four of them do something together. Really would. You know, some statements of calm and some commitment to put issues aside and try to come up with a lot of pieces of this puzzle to see how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, too. Bob, can you hang through with us for a minute?
Sure can.
All right, we're going to come back with Bob Ney, again, the congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, and talk a little bit more about what we've just seen and what Bob mentioned. Stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Number of officers who used force against the suspect to 13.
Wow, 13 that responded back at the barrage that they were facing from the hands of Micah Johnson, who was the shooter last week in Dallas. We're talking about that. We're talking about what's happening across the country. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, so gracious to hang through with us for a couple. And, you know, here's the question, Bob. You said this. You'd like to see some other things happen. Have, in your time in Congress and, of course, covering Washington, have you seen anything like this where this is the time where we really need, I think, the legislature to jump up and do something?
Yeah, I think they're really remiss of their duty. I'm casting a wide net here. And I can, you know, give you a couple of examples where, you know, there was communication on housing for the poor, white or black or Asian, you know, communication on African-American issues. I can name you names. I used to go in and meet with the Black Caucus, by the way. I used to do that. And I'm not, this is not about me, Kate. I'm just saying about the time era I lived in, you know, in the Congress. We would do that. And they would come, members of the Black Caucus, and sometimes address our groups, all right, that we would have that were Republican groups. So you had that type of interaction, which I think is critical to happen. And 911. I mean, all the politics was left at the door. Steny Hoyer, I can name a name here, was our ranking member. We had to make, Kate, decisions every hour that were so controversial, and Hoyer could have politically ripped us apart. He didn't do it. I mean, he just never did. And we reciprocated in being fair. We had our ways we wanted to do things, both sides, but we dropped a lot of issues. And I'm just saying, even during these times, that's not happening at all, I don't think. So people look towards leaders, and look, there's going to be people of all kinds of opinions. I mean, I'm seeing racial hatred sayings from both sides, you know, from white and black. You can see it. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's doing it, but there are people. And so I think that, you know, we have to rise above that. And I'm, Kate, I just don't see it in the Congress. I mean, if they can't come together during this time, I don't know when it's going to happen.
It's something you and I also talked about, the VP possibilities. Newt Gingrich was a name that you threw out, I think, before anyone that I heard or talked to. And Gingrich is saying you have to talk about racism in America. They say that Trump is leaning in a couple different directions, and he's actually now thinking of Gingrich maybe for a national security position. So who do you think he goes to for VP instead?
Well, I always say when the family runs the campaign, you're in trouble, okay? So Trump wants a military person. This is everybody from all the inside that I know says this. Trump wants a military person. His people are veering towards, you know, 95% of his political advisors want Pence, you know, the governor of Indiana. They want Mike Pence. Bring along Pence, you bring along conservatives who loathe Trump. They're going to go with Pence, even though they loathe Trump. Trump wants, like I said, a military guy. Look, with Trump's personality, I don't think a military guy is the right call, you know. I think he should pick Pence or even, you know, Gingrich. Now, Newt Gingrich, by the way, Kate, wants the job. He wants it. And he's, when I say lobbying for it, people that are close to Gingrich are talking to Trump. But I don't know. Trump himself is leaning towards the military, so let's see if he wins out or the, you know, the advisors win out. The advisors are not going to go towards a military person.
Yeah, boy, I agree with that. It gets so interesting.
It'd be like Hillary Clinton picking a military person.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say that. It would be, she can't do that. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. As I said, and Bob's been talking to us about that, and he mentioned before Newt Gingrich. He and I have been talking about Newt for a while now as to what ultimately the decision is that's going to be made. There's a, you know, there is a must read, and somebody sent me this note, and it said must read, and I think they're absolutely right. Jeff Cruer is the author of a new book, America's Last Chance. He's also the host and publisher of Ringside Politics Live from the Big Easy on WGSO 990 in New Orleans, talking about the battle, really, for the control of the Republican Party. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having me. It's I was interested in your conversation previously. It's interesting.
Yeah, and so along those same lines, what do you think happens with Newt Gingrich? What kind of role does he play in the Donald Trump campaign?
You know, I think he'd be a great chief of staff. I mean, I think he would be someone that could help organize the White House for Trump. I mean, I don't think he particularly is the best VP choice, but I think he could be a key player in a Trump administration. I mean, I've met him several times and been very impressed by his intellect, and I know he's got a lot of strong support among conservative grassroots folks across the country, and I think he'd be key to have an administration, and who knows, he might pick him for a VP. I just don't sense that he will.
What do you think it's going to take for Trump to beat Hillary Clinton?
I think Trump being Trump. I mean, I think Trump is a guy who beat 16 challengers who threw everything at him. I mean, he withstood more attack ads than anybody else. He withstood the establishment and all these supposedly powerful politicians and I mean, the media, I mean, all the different people lined up against him, and he won. I mean, he won more votes than anybody in Republican Party history. So I think he's got a connection with a lot of Americans on key issues, and I think a lot of Americans like his style, his politically incorrect style. Of course, to win, he's got to broaden it, and thinking of who broadens his base the most is really the challenge. I mean, who can help him maybe in a key state? Who can help him really maybe bring in some electoral votes? So I don't know. I mean, everything I'm hearing is that it's going to be Mike Pence, but we shall see. I mean, I think he loves throwing curveballs. So, I mean, I think he likes surprising people.
How important is this Republican convention coming up? I think it's more important than the Democratic one if we were to take our personal politics out, you know, aside. I think it's the most important one in modern times. What do you think?
I think so, too, because you have an insurgent candidate who's not a party regular and he's not a politician and he doesn't have those connections, those long ties that a normal nominee would have. So it's important for him to have unity coming out of the convention. He's got a sizable Never Trump movement that he's got to bring into the fold. He's obviously got some challenges there. I mean, I don't think they're going to succeed in what they're trying to do. But I think when he comes out of the convention, I think it's going to be important for him to have a unified Republican Party. So for him, I think this convention is critical. Now, we've heard for months that he's going to try to make it entertaining and bring on sports figures and people from entertainment and have sort of a showbiz convention. So I'll be interested to see what he's got planned.
Yeah, I will be, too. So your book, America's Last Chance, people can pick it up on Amazon, correct?
And my website, jeffcruere.com. And basically what I say in the book is this is our last chance. I mean, this election is our opportunity to turn away from the agenda of socialism. And I think Hillary Clinton would just give us four more years. And we've seen how destructive Barack Obama has been. And I don't think as a country we can afford four more years of these types of policies. I mean, I think we're really hurting as a nation. And I think Trump can move us in the right direction. I think he's a capitalist. I think he can create jobs. And I think he can help Americans realize that American dream again that I think for so many really has been lost.
Yeah, boy, the American dream, I agree, slipping away. Jeff Cruere, thanks so much for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
So you can pick up his book, as he mentioned, on Amazon, and I love the title, America's Last Chance. And you heard us both agree that this convention, woo, rippling effects, I believe, coming out of what we'll see, and I'm very curious as how this is all being pulled together. I know there's a lot of scrambling behind the scenes with Republican leadership, and this 2016 election is incredibly important, and there is a big move to really return it or shove it back to kind of a grassroots conservative principle forum, and we'll see if they're able to pull that off with the nomination of Donald Trump, as we just discussed. And I'm curious as to what you think, if Trump can defeat Hillary Clinton at this point, and will we see conservative values back in the White House, or will we see, as Jeff Cruere said, much of what we have just seen in the previous administration continue in D.C. 855-266-5283, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There was the added dynamic of officers being shot. We routinely care for multiple gunshot victims, but the preceding days of more black men dying at the hands of police officers affected me.
Right, boy, it was an emotional day, emotional couple of days for the Dallas trauma surgeon, Brian Williams, at Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas. He was on duty. He's the black doctor who treated the Dallas cops. He said the violence has to stop. And I say bravo for him for the way that he spoke so eloquently and authentic as he was going through something very horrific, blowing off everything else in his life and saying, this is what we do, this is who we are, and doing what he could to try to save lives and breaking down in tears as he pleaded for an end to racial violence. He said, you know, again, it just has to stop because of, he said, black men dying and being forgotten, people retaliating against people that are sworn to defend us. We have to come together. We have to end all of it. He said, been haunted by such crazy conflicted feelings, and while he remains hurt by the police killings last week of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota, he cannot believe what has happened in Dallas, in his city, the killing of cops. And I mentioned that there was also an incident at a courthouse in Berrien, Michigan. So this overwhelmingly has taken a front seat, I think, in what we were just discussing with the election. This relations and communities and police departments, some of who feel very much under siege, is very much on the front burner of the discussion in the United States, as it should be, because we absolutely watched in horror in Dallas, and then we saw immediately when we heard about Michigan, what are people thinking? I was on Nancy Grace's show today. She had a fill-in, Rita Cosby, and when I went to the CNN Bureau in downtown Dallas, the first thing that somebody said to me was, oh my gosh, there's been a shooting in Michigan. Did you know about that? And it happened as I was walking from the car to the CNN Bureau, and I said, no, what happened? This is the first I've been away from being connected. I just walked out of the car, and then they proceeded to tell me what had happened to the bailiffs and just the little bit that they knew. And it had something that, you know, this of what happened in Barry, Michigan, was not like the Dallas shootings, but equally as awful to see these shootings to law enforcement people. And the governor, Rick Snyder, said, we all need to reach out and be supportive of law enforcement in our state and across the country. And I can tell you that I've seen that, and that's what I started to say at the beginning of the show, that I've seen people reaching out to police officers and trying to lift them up and let them know that, they realize that sometimes they're under siege, certainly, but particularly when it comes to this higher tension that we feel in the wake of, again, problems in Minnesota, problems in Baton Rouge, and what the outcomes there will be, and then a crazy reaction to, and crazy is the word, and we talk about Micah Johnson. The story comes out today, and he was the gunman in Dallas that killed the five cops, and then you've got, by the way, seven others who were injured. One of them was in critical and pulled through, critical but stable. So you look to, well, what was the reason? How did this reaction happen? What was it about? We always want to know the answer to the why question, which is incredibly tough to answer, frankly. But we know that one thing that wasn't discussed as much is the shooter in Dallas served as an Army reservist in 2009 and late 2013 was deployed to Afghanistan, ultimately discharged in 2015. And there is the story of sexual harassment, might be an officer, but this particular woman said that there were mental problems and thought he should get mental help. Even though she was seeking a protective order, she still said, I think he needs some kind of mental illness help. So she had said it then. I keep hearing these stories where, oh, we don't see any red flags, but that's not true. There were a few people that saw some things that didn't seem right. Now, pulling that all together and saying something is a completely different deal. However, there's the case where there was this harassment that led to him ultimately being booted by the military, although the discharge wasn't dishonorable. If you had gone back and looked at his record, it was not an unremarkable record. The normal awards you would get for being enlisted and serving is what he got. But what happened to him in Afghanistan? What happened to him when he was discharged from the military? Where did he go off the rails? And what else was he planning, by the way? And the answer is, when they being law enforcement, searched his home, they found ammunition, they found journals that had military tactics written in them that he was practicing, shoot maneuvers, shoot and run maneuvers, move maneuvers. He had guns, a lot of different guns that he was maybe stockpiling. It wasn't, you know, thousands of guns, but it was a lot of guns and ammunition. And there was explosive devices, like the kind of stuff you would make a pipe bomb with, chemicals and whatnot. So once the shootings took place in Minnesota and in Baton Rouge, the timetable, it looks like, for what the gunman was going to do was moved up. And instead, he went after the police officers that were along the route trying to keep things peaceful in a Black Lives Matter protest. And they were peaceful until Micah Johnson started shooting from a rooftop. And clearly, there were signs that he was also looking at certain sites on the internet. One of them, this was this African American Defense League that was telling anyone reading its Facebook page that it was time to act. It was time to act. It was time to do something. The interpretation, there was nothing left up for interpreting. What the message said from this African American Defense League was, the pig has shot and killed Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge. You and I know what we must do, and I don't mean marching, making a lot of noise, or attending conventions. We have to rally the troops. It's time we visit Louisiana and hold a barbecue. The highlight of our occasion will be sprinkle pig's blood. So the author of that post is not responding to anyone because everybody's trying to find the person who wrote that. But from his Facebook page, there you could see the killer of the five cops had visited and liked the AADL's site. And the online history for Micah Johnson showed that he followed dozens of sites that focused on injustices committed on the Black community, that he visited and liked several websites dedicated to Black Lives Matter and the new Black Panthers, along with the Nation of Islam and the Black Riders Liberation Party, two groups that clearly the Southern Poverty Law Center considers hate groups, that these were extremist kind of groups. And they were pushing propaganda in the hopes of influencing people, not giving them a roadmap, but the rhetoric was ratcheted up to the umpth degree. So after the shootings and the death of the gunman himself, one of the Facebook sites devoted to the teachings of Elijah Muhammad took a page from the online playbook of ISIS and made the cop killer its martyr. The site posted his photo with the message, "RIP for the man who stood up for injustice." Wow. And can you imagine how that would make anyone feel connected at all to these police officers in Dallas who were just sitting ducks for the other end of what was taking place in his mind and what ultimately led to, you know, his death. So the FBI, you ask, what can they do? How can they monitor groups protected by the right to free speech? And it's a crazy line that we're walking on when we talk about that. And there's a great question. What would you like to see happen? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without short news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to be there and too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I
pray. Hey, hey, America. Show. We're going to talk a little bit about some of what we are seeing that's being discussed outside of the candidates themselves. We're coming up on the conventions. There's going to be a lot of conversation. And some of it is going to be focused, I'm certain, on what we've seen happen in the last couple of weeks here in our own backyards, and certainly in my own backyard in Dallas, Texas. A lot is being discussed on the reaction to one madman's acts that cannot bring back the lives of these officers who were killed in the line of duty, literally, and then others that were injured. All right, as we motor along, of course, I always invite you to be part of the show. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Chelsea in Washington. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
What's on your mind?
Well, and it's actually Kathy in Washington.
Oh, Kathy. Kathy, we know you. We have a book for you that we had a wrong address on, so you got to hang through and give us your address, and we'll send that to you.
Okay, that's great. But I got a little, you know, kind of question for everybody out there. I'm just wondering what CEO of the United States of America. Do you know what the motto is of the United States of America?
The motto of the United States of America.
You knew this.
Meaning from the early days of the United States of America or currently what we're saying? I mean, the national motto, gosh, there actually is a motto.
From 1956 is when it came into, you know, came in.
Right. That was, I want to say, 56, that would be Eisenhower signed it. And, it is, oh gosh, and well, the phrase "In God We Trust" was a motto for the currency, but that's not what we're talking about.
No, that is it. Yes.
Kate, in God We Trust, yeah.
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 That's it. Right. And, you know, people forget about that. Really.
Boy, that's true, isn't it?
Bring that up. I, you know, maybe I'm just a little square.
No. You know that it's been under siege. That the motto is under siege because of the word God. That
exactly.
So much, has been stamped out. And I don't understand why, in an effort to please everybody, we're sanitizing speech and
sanitizing is the word, right?
Yeah.
It makes me sad too. Yeah, because
I so agree.
And it can mean a lot in a person's life. That's all I got to say about it. And I am just so glad that I understand it. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right. Right. So, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever happens, happens in this world, that's where we can always, the go-to place in America. In God we trust.
Yep, there you go. Kathy, well said. Hang on, and we're going to get your correct zip code. There's nothing like having mail bounce back to you that takes a while. It's like Pony Express. You know, it's funny that when she brings up In God We Trust, because it was considered uncontroversial when that was, you know, when that was the line, basically. And now it's quite the opposite of that. The the 1954 Act added the words "under God" to the Pledge of Allegiance. Some states adopted mottos with religious overtones during that time, I guess. And in fact, I remember living in Ohio when I went to Ohio University, and if you go back in history, in Ohio, the motto was "With God, all things are possible." But of course, the Constitution and the motto are being questioned because of the separation of church and state. So when Kathy brings that up, exactly, yes, that is. It's interesting because, of course, there is a sea of challenge there. There is no question about that. I mean, absolutely no question. Newt Gingrich, who could play a role in the Donald Trump candidacy, whether he's VP or in some other position, Newt's been very vocal lately. He's been talking about the police officers as what he calls central to what we call civilization, and threats against them, he says, have to be dealt with very harshly. He says the police are like the military. And he says they are the thin line between us and barbarism, between us and anarchy and riots, between us and rule by the toughest and the meanest. And of course, he's talking about what happened what followed last Friday's deadly sniper ambush and the reactions to that. And he says he thinks anybody who advocates violence against the police should be dealt with harshly. I talked about that one organization. It was one that the government was following. He says, you know, we have to modify what you're allowed to say. Look, if you advocate attacking people who are protecting our society, we're going to put you in jail. We're not going to tolerate this kind of behavior. And he talked about having better ways to train and approach us with the police to have the kind of incidents we had in Baton Rouge and St. Paul. But I agree with him. The idea that anyone engage in violence against the police just to do it and react to something completely different is horrifying. Because who do you call? And listen, it's a microcosm. The police are like anyone else. I have family members who are police officers, and they're a microcosm of society. Of course they are. So when we look at what's happened in Dallas, we look at what happened in St. Paul and in Baton Rouge, of course you're going to have situations and scenarios where there's going to be problems and confrontations, and how they're dealt with, and then the reaction to it is so critical now at this point. I mean, it's incredibly critical. And that reservist has really robbed so many, the gunman has robbed so many families. 12 children now have lost a father. Now, we don't always talk about the victims enough, and what's left behind for them. There are lots of people that are donating money to police funds, and I encourage all of you to do that and to support the officers in, you know, your backyard. And remember, they are people too. But, I mean, what an awful, terrible, terrible, cruel twist of fate for these families who literally, when you're in that job, you are in the line of fire. And to have 12 children because of a guy who became infuriated, and part of it by this angry rhetoric, I think, of the sites he was following, is just a horrible, 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 horrible way for someone to lose their life and for families to be torn apart, where life is so precious. You know, you can't get that back. You can't read the book backwards, as somebody said to me. And sadly, this is what's happened for these families who now have to move forward and are getting a lot of support and being lifted up by the community. But boy, at the end of the day, it cannot replace the person that they loved. There's no question about that. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
About lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.